Macmillan Audio presents The Silvered Serpent by Roshni Chokshi. Read for you by Lori Catherine Winkle and PJ Auchlin. Oh, Faustus, lay that damned book aside, and gaze not on it lest it tempt thy soul and heap God's heavy wrath upon thy head. Faustus. Prologue. 13 years ago. The matriarch of House Kor adjusted the Christmas present in her arms. It was a portable little theater, full of brightly painted figurines and miniature objects, swords and capes, whirring carousels, and even a rich velvet curtain controlled by a small drawstring mechanism. Savarin would love it. She had planned the surprise after last week, when she had taken him to the theater. Most six-year-olds would have looked at the stage, but Savarin had spent the whole time watching the audience. "You're missing the show, my dear," she'd said. Savarin looked up at her, large violet eyes questioning. "Am I?" She'd let him be after that, and afterwards he'd told her in a rush how people's faces changed when something happened on the stage. It seemed the magic of the performance had somehow been both entirely lost on and entirely understood by him. The matriarch smiled to herself as she walked up the stone steps of the House Vanth Manor, where the bright lights of the winter conclave beckoned. Although this year's winter conclave took place in the cold shadow of the Rhone Alps mountains, the itinerary had not changed in centuries.